I'm Chris Heim with the Wednesday Music Roundup here on KMUW, and if you were to put together a list of important names in the history of reggae, one of them most certainly would be Lee Scratch Perry. The larger-than-life, eccentric, Jamaican-born producer and performer first surfaced in the late 50s, and after working with the equally influential Studio One and Joe Gibbs, set out on his own in 1968, releasing a series of recordings with his band The Upsetters that helped shape the sound of reggae, producing the likes of Bob Marley and the Wailers, the Heptones and Max Romeo, and then in the early 70s becoming one of the key producers to develop the sound of dub. After some time away from the scene, Perry resurfaced in the 80s, working with the Mad Professor and others on a series of wild dub projects. His releases this decade have ranged from dancehall and pop to the more traditional dub and reggae outings. Since Perry has, for many years now, been based in Switzerland and currently is in his 70s, it's fairly safe to say that a chance to see him perform won't come around every day. You will have one, however, on Sunday, when he's slated to appear at the Beaumont Club in Kansas City. The busy week ahead includes a performance from Wichita party band Blue Eyed Soul in a Welcome Back Students concert, 11:30 Thursday morning at the Ulrich Museum on the WSU campus. Friday, the Red Dirt Rangers celebrate their 20th anniversary with a concert at Kane's Ballroom. The event is free, but the band will accept donations for area charities. Texas all-country legend Joe Ely has two shows at the Blue Door in Oklahoma City and the rescheduled Soul of a Horse concert to benefit Hope in the Valley Rescue and Sanctuary is set for 2 until 11 at the Emma Creek Farm in Halstead, both those on Saturday. Next Wednesday sees the resumption of the popular Wednesdays in Wiedemann organ recitals with Professor Lynn Davis, that's in Wiedemann Hall on the WSU campus, and also shows with Zydeco star Buckwheat Zydeco, soul man Curtis Salgado, and popular Bay Area bluesman Tommy Castro. You'll find more on these and other shows on the Music Roundup page of our website at kmuw.org.